The health insurance plan for more than 727,000 state employees is making a big change. Starting in 2020, the state will use Medicare rates as a starting point to decide how much to pay doctors and hospitals for care. Montana made a similar change a few years ago and saved a lot of money. WFAE's Alex Olgan talked to the woman who led the shift.
First, here's how insurance for state employees in North Carolina works now. The state contracts with Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, and the company negotiates how much it pays hospitals and doctors for procedures. But those rates are not public, so the state health plan doesn't know how much it's paying for individual surgeries or doctor's visits. So it's trying something Montana did a few years ago, telling doctors and hospitals what it will pay them. Marilyn Bartlett led the change in Montana starting in 2014.
I think it's disruption because this is a method that the hospitals have always used to be able to come up with their own charge master and negotiate with insurance companies for their discounts. So you're shaking the market.
At the time, Montana lawmakers said the state health plan needed to get its spending under control for its 31,000 state employees or it would run out of money. Bartlett looked at the data and found a small portion of the hospitals represented a large part of the state's spending. So she decided to use Medicare rates as a reference point and offered to reimburse hospitals more than double that amount, which was still less than what they were getting paid before.
So we would say, I'm not even going to get in the argument that you can't make a profit or you can at Medicare. There are articles out there that say some hospitals do make a profit, and most of them are not-for-profit hospitals. Most of them are, shareholder-owned. And there's arguments that people say, well, look at their quality or don't. And I didn't want to get into any of that, so I just said, we're offering you more than double that. And if that's not going to work, tell us why. You know, what's the reasoning?
Bartlett said she met a lot of resistance by hospitals, doctors, lobbyists, and even some lawmakers at first. And there were a few holdout hospitals when the change went into effect in 2016. But all eventually signed onto the plan, because state health plans are so large, they have a significant amount of market power. Bartlett doesn't know the current cost savings because she now works in a different part of state government. But she projected within the first 18 months of the program, she'd save the state about $16 million. Since then, she's gotten calls from other states, including North Carolina, wanting to learn about how she did it. She says, be prepared for pushback.
I mean, you're just going to get hit from all angles of people that think they have better solutions. You'll get hit by lawyers that say, you can't legally do this. It's just going to come from everywhere. And I would say, just keep your goal in mind. Stay focused. Have each other's back. And be open to hearing what might come forth. Be open to hearing from the hospitals.
That pushback has already started in North Carolina. The State Medical Society and Healthcare Association both released statements saying they oppose the, quote, radical cost-cutting measures. They want a different approach. Treasurer Dale Falwell says providers started getting information about new reimbursement rates, which on average are 177% more than what Medicare pays. If providers don't agree to the new rates, Falwell says they'll no longer be considered in-network. He says the state health plan spends over $3.3 billion a year and estimates these changes could save about $300 million. Falwell acknowledges in a resolution that reimbursement rates will change for many providers. Some will get more and some will get less. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.